The Mishnah Masechta Rosh Hashanah and Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis outlines the basic mitzvah of tkiyas shofar on Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah says, if you look at the handout, it's number one, say the tkiyas shalosh al shalosh shalosh. The say the tkiyas on Rosh Hashanah is three groups of three. What does that mean, three groups of three? So the Gemara explains that there are psukim. The Torah says the word shrua three times. Zichron Trua Mikra Kodesh, Yom Trua Yielachem. These two psukim are referring to Rosh Hashanah. The Havarta Shofar Trua regarding Yom Kippur of Yovel, it also mentions the word Trua in Parashas Behar. So the Torah uses the term Trua three times. We see that you're supposed to blow three truas. There is a Shava comparison between Yom Kippur of Yovel and Rosh Hashanah, so we use even the Trua of that pasuk in Parashas Behar for the mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah. So it says Trua three times, and the Havarta and Taviru are a lashon of Tekia, both before and after a Trua. So from that we see that the mitzvah d'oraisa of Shofar on Rosh Hashanah involves three Truas with a Tekia before and a Tekia after. So that's a total of nine kolos. That's the mitzvah d'oraisa. Trua. The lashon of the Mishnah is Shir Trua Kishalosh Yevavis. Trua. But is it really what we call a Trua? So that's what the Gemara is. If you look still in Source 1, in the second line of the Gemara, Shir Trua Kishalosh Yevavis, Vehatanya Shir Trua Kishalosh Yevavis. It's not clear what the Shir Trua is. Is it Shalosh Yevavis? Is it Shalosh Yevavis? So Zoktabaya, Behavadi Pligi, Dechsiv Yom Trua Yelachem, Umetagamina, Yom Yevavis Yehelachem. Yom Trua Yielachem doesn't just mean what we call Trua. The word Trua means a cry. Yom Yevavah Yehelechon. How do you know Yevavah means a cry? That the mother of Sisra cried. So from that you see that Yevavah means a cry. So Yom Trua Yielachem, the Targum is Yom Yevavah Yehelechon. It's mashma that Trua has to be a cry. Vosmet, a cry. What does that mean, a cry? So Marsavah Genuchay Ganach, Marsavah Yilula Yolil. There's a machlokas between the Mishnah and the Braisa. What cry are we talking about? The Torah uses a Lashon Trua, but is that what we call a Trua? A short staccato cry with many short kolos? Or is it a more prolonged cry, like what we call a Shvar? So that's the machlokas between the two Tanoim, where the Trua in the Torah is really a Shvar. Or is it really a Trua? Abaye seems to say that's a machlokas. It's two opinions. It's not exactly the same thing. Two opinions as to what that kol of the trua should be. But the mitzvah d'oraisa is to blow nine kolos, to blow a trua, whatever that word trua means, whatever type of cry you're going to have, whatever kol keneged the type of cry, and to have a tkia before and after each one of the truas, for a total of nine kolos. So the impression you get from the Mishnah and from the basic Gemara is that all that you have to blow on Rosh Hashanah is nine kolos. This makes it pretty simple. We seem to blow a lot more. So where did that come from? So that's a Gemara. The Gemara Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph in Source 2 says, Askin Rabbi Avo Bekisri. Rabbi Avo made another takon. Made a takona tekiya shlosha shvarim trua tekiya. He made a takona of what we call tashrat. Right? Not just to blow tekiya, trua, tekiya, whatever that trua means, either it's trua or shvarim, but he also made a takona to blow shvarim trua, to blow tashrat. So, frak the Gemara, I yilule yolil levit tekiya trua tekiya. Whatever he holds true is supposed to be. If it's a cry of a trua, let him blow tarat. If it's a cry of shivarim, let him blow tashrat. Why did he say to blow tashrat? In Zokta Gemara, he had a suffix whether trua is what we call a shivarim or trua is what we call a trua. Then the Gemara asks, so just one second, if it's supposed to be a trua, so how can you blow tashrat? It's going to be mafsik. If it's supposed to be a trua, how can you blow the shivarim between the tkiya and the trua? That'll be mafsik between the tkiya and the trua. So the Gemara says he also was misakin to blow tarat. Frek the Gemara, but if really it's supposed to be a shivarim, then how can you blow tashrat and tarat? It'll be mafsik between the shivarim and the tkiya. So says the Gemara, he also was misakin to blow tashrat. He was misakin to blow all three, to blow tashrat and tarat and tashrat. So frek the Gemara, why should you blow tashrat? You're blowing tashrat, you're blowing tarat, so you're having all the different kolos. So what do you need tashrat for? Oh, the problem is maybe it's taka both. Right? Maybe you have to blow both. I blow tashrat, blow the opposite. So the Gemara says, no, the normal way that people cry is first they have long, prolonged cries, then they have staccato cries. It's just the way that people cry. First they groan, and then they have a wail. They have a long cry. So that was the takana. The takana was to blow every possible type of chua. So we blow tarat, and we blow tashat, because those are the two possibilities, two classical possibilities. Rabbi Yehuda, okay, but he was masakin, even tashrat, because he felt maybe taka, it's both. Maybe you're supposed to blow both cries together, put the shvarm and the chua together. So he was masakin to blow all three. Fretteran, what kind of a strange idea is this? Rabbi Yavo was masakin to blow tashrat, tashan, and tarat because he was mistopic what the true is supposed to be. Could it be that we have such a suffix? A suffix on a mitzvah d'araisa? They forgot the mesorah, they lost the mesorah on what the true and the pasuk is going to be? Skipping to source 6. Asking Rabbi Yavo, because you nishal the Rav Haigo and Zal the Chiachabo, Rabbi Yavo, lohoi yiso yotzi nidei tkei ha-shofar? Well, before Rabbi Yavo's takana, then they weren't yotzi in the midst of shofar? Loshna Zeheshiv. Rav Haigon answered like this. Al Takshua Bilvavchim. No, don't think that Klal Yisrael weren't being Yotzi the Mitzvah. Don't think he be made Rabbi Yavo Nafal Sofik Vidover Zeh. Shari Mishnayas Kedumo Sein. Achas Omeres Trua Gimel Yavavos. Achas Omeres Trua Shlosh Shvar. We have different sources in Tanoim. Some say that the Trua is what we call a chua. Some say that the chua is what we call a shvarim. There are different sources. And Abaye says, behav adai pligi, meaning these are different approaches. They're certainly different approaches. So what happened? If the Mishnayis and the Mishnah and the Braisa said that there are different things that might be a chua, so what exactly is going on? So it's up there, v'kachaya hadavah. Miyamim kadmon in minig v'chol Yisrael, mehen osin chua yivavos kalos, mehen osin chua yivavos kfedos. There were different minhagim. It was a minig Yisrael in some communities to blow shvarim. There's a minig Yisrael in other communities to blow what we call trua. Ve'elu yotzin yidei chavasan shvarim kvedim shruos hen yivavos kalos. Ve'elu yotzin yidei chavasan shvarim kvedim. Not sure exactly how to read this. Shvarim kvedim truosen yivavos kalos truosen. It's all good. They were all Yotze. Those who blew Shvarim were Yotze. Those who blew Trua were Yotze. But V'haya Davanira Kechaluka. That's the key Lashon. Rav Haigon says that it looked like there was a Machlokas. It wasn't really a Machlokas. There wasn't really a Suffolk, but it looked like there were different streams. It looked like there was a Machlokas. Ava B'Sheim Echaluka. It really wasn't a Machlokas. There were different Tanoim who had different Minhagim of what to blow. And that's fine. They all were Yotze. Right? There were different Tanoim who held different things. Eilu Mishnosim Kiminhagim, Ve'elu Mishnosim Kiminhagim, Ve'kam Rabbi Baha Pligi. But V'lav Klukti, Abaye says that they're arguing, he just means that Trua is not Shvarim, it's a different thing, but it doesn't mean that there was a real Machloikis. They all admitted that you could be Yotzi with either one of the Kolos. V'lohayu Matim Eilu Es Eilu, Elo Marki Asri, Marki Asri, Katani. Each one had their own approach. There was a minig in different Tfutzis Yisrael. Some blew Shvarim, some blew Trua, but it's not like you can't be Yotze with either one. The Rav Haigon says you really can be Yotze, but with both. Rabbi Avo, the second takana should call Yisrael Osim Maisa Echad. Rabbi Avo just felt that let's make a takana that everyone's doing the same thing. The Hamon Am might think that there's a machlokis over here, that people are doing different things. Some people are not being Yotze because they're not doing the same thing. So the Hamon Am looks at it and it's puzzling to them. They think that here for the community, you know, this community is being Yotze, the other community is not being Yotze. Rabbi Avo said, let's make a takana that will blow everything. We'll blow all the different possibilities. So if you blow the different possibilities, then no one's going to think that people are not Yotze because we're all blowing the same thing. But we're blowing all the different possibilities. It's not like we wouldn't be Yotze even if we'd only blow Tarat. And we'd be Yotze if we blew Tashat because they're both kolos that are called Trua. They both can be a Trua. But better to make a takana that everyone thinks that all of Klal Yisrael is being Yotze, and it doesn't look like it. It's nearest kechaluka. According to this, it turns out misafkelehu. What's the lashon of the Gemara? Rabbi Avo was misafkele. He was misafkele whether true is shvarim true or it's what we call shvar, what we call true. What does that mean, misafkele? Zokter Ritva, it's not really misafkele. It's that he did something because the Hamon Am would be misafkelehu. The people would think that maybe the shvarim is what we, maybe true is what we call shvarim, maybe it's a true. They'll think that there's a chalukah, but there really isn't a chalukah. It's not really a safek, it's not a plukta, it's not really a machlokas, it could be yotzi with anything. Rabbi Avo saw fit to make this takana so that the Hamon Am wouldn't think that there's some kind of a suffix, some kind of a machlokas. Not everyone is being yotze, so that's why he made a takana we should blow everything. This is the Rav Haigon's approach that the Ran quotes. Questions? From the Rambam, you get a different impression. You turn back to the first page. Rambam in Suas 5 in Hilchos Shofar Perek Gimel Halacha Beis says, "True azu ha'amur b'Torah nistapeg lanu b'sofeg with yorach hashanim v'rov ha'golios." A sofeg develops of the Rambam. V'rov hashanim golos. We had a lot of tzaras and we lost the mesorah. A sofeg developed ve'inonu yodim hechi. We don't know. What is it supposed to be? Imhi hayalolo shemiyalin hanoshim benehiyosin beishemiyavin. Is it the wailing that the women do when they cry? Oh, ha'anocha keder shiyeh oneach ha'odom pam achar pam k'shiyidgag libo midover godom. Is it a long groan or is it a short wail? Or shnem ke'achon, maybe they're both together. Dr. Rambam, lefikach anu osin hakol. Because b'meshach ha'golos a suffix developed, what the true Amor Batara really is all about is what we call Chos or what we call Shvarim. So therefore we blow everything. It sounds like Rabbi Avos Takana really was based on a suffix. A suffix, he didn't know. They didn't know. So he wanted to make sure that everyone is blowing a call that they're going to be Yotze with. So he was misakin to blow all three. How can that be? How can there's a machlokas whether there was a suffix? And could that be that there was a suffix? Over time they lost the Kabbalah. So the emes, if you learn a few Gemaras in Rosh Hashanah, you get that impression that they really would tzaras. L'moshel, the question is raised in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, why do we blow shofar musaf on Rosh Hashanah? We should blow shachris, reason makdim in the mitzvahs. Let's blow in shachris. What does the Gemara answer? There was a gzeras malchus that they used to originally blow during shachris. Then there was a gzeras malchus, and when they started blowing, then they would persecute them. So the Chachamim decided, let's wait till musaf. So that the agents from the government came, they saw that they weren't blowing shachris, they weren't doing the mitzvah shofar. So they said, okay, they're not blowing, it's not a problem, and they left. And then they blew most of the time. So you see, there was some kind of gzeris malchus. They were living through different gzeris. The Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Zayin Beis talks about tokei l'toch habor, l'toch hadus, the strange cases where someone's blowing into a pit, blows the shofar into a pit, or he blows into a cistern or into a barrel, and the Mishnah says that if you hear the kol havara, you hear the sound of the echo, then you're not yotzi. You hear the call of the shofar, then you are yotzi. Who's blowing into a pit? What kind of a strange notion is that? Blowing into a pit, you're going to put yourself in a... You're blowing shul. Apparently, you see that there was a gzeres malchus, specifically about the mitzvah shofar. And it was difficult for them. They were persecuted over the mitzvah shofar. So it's not so far-fetched for the Rambam to say that Barov HaGolius, they developed the suffix. Maybe in some communities, the Taka didn't blow shofar because they were so afraid to do it. It's not really such a pele. You look at the Gemara, you see that Gzeres Malchus played a very important role in the mitzvah of shofar in general. So, Efshe, maybe that's Taka what the Rambam was thinking, that Berov HaGolius, a suffix developed because they had tzaras, and maybe in certain communities, the Taka didn't blow shofar for a year or two or three, and they pashut forgot what they're supposed to be blowing. They knew it's supposed to be some kind of a kol, but they forgot. Rabbi Yavo came and he was misakin, they should blow Tashra, Tashan, and Tarat to make sure that they're going to be Yotze, so that they'll blow each type of tree. One of the kashas that the Gemara has against Rabbi Yavo's takana is, why didn't Rabbi Yavo just be misakin that they'll blow Tashrat and they'll be Yotze everything? You have everything in Tashrat. You have Yeshvarim, you have Yeshua, so why blow Tashan and Tarat as well? What does the Gemara say? That there's going to be a problem of a hefsek kol. That if you hold that the real trua is what we call trua, so then the shvarim is going to be a hefsek between the tki and the trua. If you hold that the real trua is what we call shvarim, then the trua is going to be a hefsek between the tki and the shvarim. So that's why he was misakin to blow tashrat as well. You see, there's this idea that if you have a kol that's posel in the middle of the set, that could posel the entire set. If you have the wrong kol between the tkiah and the trua, between the middle sound and the tkiah, then that could be a problem. So some of the Rishonim ask, why should that be a problem? Question, Michael?
Doesn't that not work with the way that the Bible explains, if either one of them could work, right? Like we had said, so would it really be
half safe? I hear it's a good cash. If either one could work. Maybe the answer is either one could work, but together? Together, is that a stira? I'm not sure. Maybe together they shouldn't be. Right? Either one, but together might be a problem. So that's why he felt that you should blow all three. But the question that some of the Rishonim ask is why should a kol posel in the middle be a hefsek? You find the Gemara says that afilu shama teisha tekios b'teisha shals b'yom is also yotze. Even if on Rosh Hashanah a person hears nine kolos in the 9 hours of Rosh Hashanah, he gets up early, davens vasikin, and they blow one kol, and then they blow another kol, and they're mafsik. You know, they have a hefsek of zman between the different calls. Every hour they blow another call. The Gemara says the Giyotze, the quote of Bryce, the Giyotze. So you see that Hefsik doesn't play a role in Kli Shofar. As long as you hear nine kolos from the Shofar, that should be sufficient to be Yotze the Mitzvah. Why is the Gemara so troubled? Rabbi Avo was Masakin Tasha because of the Hefsik. Well, where do we find Hefsik being a problem in Kli Shofar? The reality is that even if you don't blow the kolos together, even if you have a Hefsik of Zman, it's not a problem. So why should there be a problem over here? So different answers the Rishonim give. The Ramban is quoted by the Ran. The Ramban says that maybe there's a very simple distinction. Can you think of the answer? What's the distinction? We're talking about hefsek in both cases, but are these two hefseken the same? Shama teisha tkios b'teisha shos b'yom, or if you put a kol posel in the middle of the blow, it's very different. The fact that you show her bisman, there's no posel at kia, there's no posel at kol between. You're hearing all of the kolos of the shofar, but there's no sound of the shofar that's posel between the kolos. So somehow the shehi of zman is not a problem. As long as you blow nine kolos, we can be mitzari full of different kolos together. Zok Ramban, apparently Rabbi Avo was concerned that if you put a kol posel between the kolos of the shofar, you're supposed to blow a kia, you're supposed to blow a true. Right, so if the trua is what we call the trua, so then a shvarim between the tkiyah and the trua is going to be mafsik because it's a kol posel. It's not just a hefsek of zman. Hefsek of zman is not a problem, but a hefsek of a kol posel might be different. A hefsek of a kol posel might be more significant. That's why he was misakin to blow three types, not just to blow tashra, but to blow tashana terad as well. So this yisod that a kol posel can ruin everything. This is the yisod that the Rishonim run with. The whole discussion, what's the din if a person puts a kol posel in the middle of the set of the kolos of the shofar, but it's not that he intentionally put that in, he makes a mistake in the blowing, and it's a bad kol. This can happen in many different forms, right? Let's say a person is blowing the tashra, right? They have the tefillas before the tkiyah shofar, and then the Baal Tokeh gets up, the makri calls out Tashrat. The first Tashrat is great, and everyone, you know, the whole seat is so excited. And then the next line of the Tashrat starts, and the Makri tells him the Kiya, and he starts with the Kiya, and it just escapes. It just doesn't come out. So what happens then? He blew one Tashrat, but now he's in the second line. He's in the group of Tashrats. He has to blow three Tashrats. So the Kiya there was a bad call. So he has to start again. He has to blow another Kiya. Did he passel the first set? Let's say he blew the first kia, and then when he tries to blow a shvarim trua, it's not coming out. Bad kolos are coming out. It's not really a trua. Right? It's not a shvarim. It's not a trua. There's a problem there. So what does he do? Does he blow another shvarim trua? Does he have to go back to the kia of that line? Does he go back to the kia of the first set? Right? Let's say he makes a mistake in the last kia of the third line of the tashrat. He has to go back to the beginning of the tashrats? The tzibah is going to get a little... restless over here, right? What does he have to do? It's a major machlokas in the Rishonim. There's some Rishonim that claim that even if a person makes a mistake, if he puts a bad kol in the middle of the set, so then he has to go back to the beginning of the set. So if he makes a mistake, even in the last tkiah of the set of three, he's got to go back to the beginning of the set. There are some Rishonim that take a hold like that. Other Rishonim claim that, no, ad kidei kach, we're not going to be machmer. Right, we don't look at the set as one unit. We look at each line as one unit. Keep in mind, you have to blow three truas, and you have to have a tkiah before and a tkiah after. So the tkiah, trua, tkiah, whatever trua is, right? Tkiah, trua, tkiah, whether it's shvarim, trua, whether it's trua, whether it's shvarim, that's one set. The tkiah before, the tkiah after, and the trua in the middle. So if you make a mistake within the line, then you have to go back to the beginning of the line. That's what other Rishonim hold. He paskin like the Rosh, who says that if you put a kol posel in there, but it's betos, if you make a mistake, you don't have to go back. You can just correct the kol right there and then. As long as it's a tos, it wasn't done intentionally, you can correct the kol right there and then, and there's no need to go back. Rabbi Avo made the takana to blow tashan tarat, because there, if you're going to blow tashrat, then the kavana, intentionally, you're putting a shvarim in this. If the shvarim is a kol pasul, you did it intentionally, that's going to pasul. That will serve as a hefsik. But if you toa, if you make a mistake, then that's not going to serve as a hefsik. The Rush quotes the famous Maisa de Magensa. There was a Maisa in Mainz where the Baal Tokea got up and he was blowing tashrats. He blew the first kia, everything was great. And then he blew a shvarim, but he only blew two shvarims, two kolos, and he started the trua. So there was a whole hullabaloo what to do, because he messed up the shvarim. So the question was, should they have to repeat that line? Should he just correct the shvarim trua? He made a mistake. He wanted to blow a shvarim, but somehow the last kol didn't come out as a shvarim, it came out as a trua. It's not, he knew he was blowing a shvarim, that's why he started with that. Right? He made a toast, so there was a big shaila. Should they go back to the beginning of the line? Should they go back to the beginning of the set? And on that case, I'm not sure that the rush was there. There were other Rishonim, other people from the time of the Rishonim. Maybe talk about other Rishonim were there. The rush paskin, in such a case, if a person is only toa, he made a mistake, so then it's not a hefsik, and he doesn't have to go back to the beginning of the line or to the beginning of the set. He just can correct what he's done wrong. Because this is not the same as a kol pasul. If it's a kol pasul, that's a different story. Right? It's a kol pasul, you made it. If in the middle of the tarats, I don't know, the makri tells you to blow a true and you blow a shvarim, so then you have to go back. Right? Then you have to go back. I think we would say you go back to the beginning of the line. I don't know if we would be machmir so much to go back to the beginning of the set. But that would be a problem, because you're putting a kol pasul in there. But if it's not a kol pasul, if you tried to do something and you just made a mistake, so then there's no need to go back. You just have to correct what you did wrong. Yes?
Is the shvarim trua considered one kol?
We're going to get to that. Right? There's a shaila in Rishonim. Does the shvarim trua have to be blown b'neshima achas or b'shtei neshimas? That might relate to this question.
So if it's two kolos, then...
But it doesn't matter, because the trua has to be flanked by a tkiya in the beginning and a tkiya in the end.
But didn't he blow the true on purpose after he tried to blow, he was toa when the shvarim, and he blew the true on purpose, he blew the true, which was not the call he was supposed to do, because he didn't blow the shvarim.
No, but he is, the true belongs there, it's just he has to blow a good shvarim too. It's not like the true is an extraneous call. It's just it has to be preceded properly by a shvarim. It's not the same as blowing a shvarim when you're supposed to blow tarat. Because there it's an extraneous kol. Here it's not extraneous. It's just it has to have more in there to be yotzei. Yes.
Since we assume that the last tekiyos that we blow during Musaf are like one of the most important, would we assume that's
last tekiyos?
Like
I'm not even talking about Musaf. We haven't even gotten to Musaf yet. We're still in Shachris. Well, we're not in Shachris, but we're in tekiyos de miyusha, the tekiyos before the Musaf. I haven't even finished the whole mitzvah d'araisa of Shofar yet. Okay, we still have a lot. There are more mitzvahs that we have to fulfill in Rosh Hashanah. We'll get there. Yes.
Why is the two shvarim not a kol pasul?
Why is what?
Only the two shvarim not a kol pasul.
It's a kol pasul, but he was toeh when he made that kol pasul. Two shvarim is not a shvarim. Two kolos of a shvarim is not a shvarim. It's not enough. You need three, right? But it's not. It is a kol pasul, but a kol pasul betos. The basic chilik that we're saying over here is a kol pasul betos is not the same as a kol pasul betavon. If you intentionally blew a kol pasul, right, you're supposed to blow tarat, and you blow a shvarim, so obviously when you intentionally blew something wrong, you didn't intentionally do it, but you knew that you're doing tarats over here. Right? So if you blew the shvarim, they said, and you said, oh. Right? That's not a toast. That wasn't a toast. You knew you were blowing a shvarim. In that case, He was blowing shvarim, but he made a mistake and he left out the last shever. Like he was going, you know, do 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 do. He forgot like the third shever. It's supposed to be do 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 do. Right? It's supposed to have that third shever. So he knew he was blowing a shever. It was a total toes. But if you blow a shvarim when you're supposed to blow a trua, I'm not sure how that happens. But if that were to happen, you can't call that a toes, because you knew that you're blowing a shvarim. As opposed to a true, yes.
What would you do in a case of where you forgot the third shvarim, you already did the true, you just go back to the shvarim?
Yes, start the shvarim again, according to the rush. according to some of the other Rishonim, you might have to go back to the beginning of the line of the set. But if you view this as a kol pasul betos, so then just start the shvarim again, and go on from there. Okay. So this is the basic mitzvah of Tkiyas Shofar and Rosh Hashanah. 9 kolos, but 9 kolos that turn into 27 kolos. Rabbi Avos Takana. Right? We call it 30 kolos. That's because shvarim and trua, we count as 2 kolos. It's not really 2 kolos, right? If you hold Tashrei, you're assuming Shvarim Trua is really 1 kolos. It's really 27 kolos. Yes, we call it 30 kolos. That's the basic mitzvah of Shofar, to have 9 kolos, because of Sveika Daraisa, or because of, to make sure that it doesn't look like a machlokas, Rabbi Avoh was misakin to blow 30 kolos. Comes the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, and says, but we're not finished. The Chachamim were misakin to blow even more. This is in source 3. Amar Reb Yitzchak, Lama Token B'Rosh Hashanah, Lama Token, Rachman Amar Tikul. Why do we blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah? It's a deraisa. What's the shayla? But Lama Token Ring Shin Yoshim Token Ring Shin Omdim, Kadela Abe Vesasata, Zok Reb Yitzchak. We blow more than just before Musaf. That was the minig. But what are we doing this for? Right? What's the Talmud of it? Kadela Abe Vesasata, to confuse the Satan. Somehow by blowing more tkiyas, we confuse the satan. As Rashi writes, the chavivus hamitzvah, when he sees that Klal Yisrael are so excited by the mitzvah, mistatmen tanosa, mistatmen dvarav. Now he can't prosecute properly. Right? The chavivus hamitzvah prevents him from prosecuting. Chazal were misakin to blow what we call tkiyos demu'umah. The tkiyos demu'yushav, they're called tkiyos demu'yushav because you can sit during them. We happen not to sit for the mitzvah of shofar. We stand for those tkiyos. But tkiyos de miyusha means it's not during the Shemoneh Esrei. You can technically sit for that. Tkiyos de meumara during the Shemoneh Esrei, where one is supposed to be standing. So that's what we do. We not only blow tkiyos de miyusha, we blow tkiyos de meumara as well. Thirty kolos during Musaf. Malchi is the chronos in shofars. When during Musaf? When during Musaf? When do we blow the kolos? To some unknowing, to blow during the silent Shmona Esrei. The Rav had this minig, Reb Chaim had the minig before him, and Brisk, that they would blow these tkiyas, the ma'uma, during the silent Shmona Esrei, meaning they have Malchi, Zechonos, and Shofar, the different brachas of the Shmona Esrei of Rosh Hashanah. And everyone would sort of like try to keep up with each other. And at the end of Malchias, they'd pause for a moment, and the Baal Tokei would blow Shofar. And after Zechron is the same, and after Shofar is the same. That's what they would do in the Tefillah Balachash. The minig of most communities is to blow during Chazaras Hashatz, not during the Tefillah Balachash. What's this Chumrah to blow during the Tefillah Balachash? Why should we do that? Reb Chaim, they said, the way Rabbi Shechta says it over, Reb Chaim himself was not Noheg, he was not Manheg and Brisk, and a big shul and Brisk, to blow during the Tefillah Balachash. It was only in his private minig. In the larger shul, he didn't blow in the Tefillah Balachash because he felt it would be too confusing to the people. It's hard for everyone to get together. You know, to be up to the end of Malchus, the end of the Baruchus, you know, Zichronus and Shofos, to be up to the end of the Baruchus with the rest of the Tzibra, it's too complicated in a large Tzibra. So in his private meaning, he did it. That's the minig in most communities. What's the basis of the minig to blow in the Tefillah Balachash? I thought maybe it should be dependent on a Gemara. Gemara on Daf Lamedalad on the base is in source 4. Tanu Rabbanan, Tkiyos Hema Akvazuzu, Brochas Hema Akvazuzu. The Brisa says that Tkiyos are not Makiv each other and Brochas are not Makiv each other. Tkiyos and Brochas of Rosh Hashanah, Vishal Yom Kippur and Ma'akvos. But the Tkiyos and the Brochas of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur of Yovel, they are Ma'akiv. My Taima, Amar Rabba, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Imu Lefane B'Rosh Hashanah, Malchi Yosefonos Vishofos, Malchi Yosefonos Vishofos, Malchi Yosefonos Vishofos, Malchi Zechronos v'shiyav l'fani zechanechem l'tova u'bameh b'shofar. Tkiyos u'brochos ma'ak v'zu azu, the tkiyos u'brochos of Rosh Hashanah are ma'akev each other, because that's what we have to do. We have to say the ma'akev zechronos and shofros, we have to have the tkiyos with the brochos. So what does that mean? The tkiyos and brochos of Rosh Hashanah are ma'akev each other. So Rashi says that what it means is that the tkiyos are ma'akev the brochos. The brachas are ma'akev the tkiyos. That's what it means. And Tosfos says, what in the world does that mean? But tkiyos are ma'akev brachas. If you don't have the tkiyos, so then you don't say the brachas. The Gemara says, beferish, not like that. The Gemara has a scenario. Let's say a person can go to a shul, he can go to a community where there's a baki who's davening, who's the shliach tzibur, he's davening Shmona Esrei. This individual doesn't know the Shmona Esrei, so he has to be yotzei from the shliach tzibur. So he can go to a community where there's a baki who's the shliach tzibur, he'll get a Shmona Esrei, but there's no tkiyah shofar in that community. Or he can go to a different shul where they're blowing shofar, but there's no one to say the Shmona Esrei for him. So he's not. He either can be yotzei the tefillah, or he can be yotzei tkiyah, but he can't be yotzei both. What does he do? So the Gemara says that the tkiyah is daraisa, the brach is only the rabbanon. So better to go to the place where they have the tkiyahs. But if the braisa says that the tkiyahs and the brachas are ma'akev each other, so how can you have a place where they're only doing tkiyahs or only doing brachas? They're not going to be able to say anything. Zok Taisus, don't you see clearly from the Gemara that they're not ma'akev each other? What's Rashi saying? So Taisus learns differently. He says tkiyahs ma'akev zuazu means the tkiyahs are ma'akev each other. If you blow two kolos but not the other seven, if you don't blow all the kolos, you're not going to be able to say anything. There's no chatzi shir in the midst of tkiyah shel. You got to blow all the kolos. Got to blow the nine. Brachos ma'akvas also means you have to say all of the brachas. If you only say malchias, you don't say zechonos and shofars, you're not going to be able to say. That's what it means. But Rashi didn't learn like that. Rashi said that tkiyos are ma'akev the brachas. What does that mean, that tkiyos are ma'akev the brachas? Maybe the answer is Rashi is saying not that if you don't have the tkiyos, then you're not going to be yotzei the brachas. What he's saying is there was a special takana to blow shofar al seder habrachas, that there's supposed to be a tzirah between the tkiyos and the brachas, and Chazal were misaken that's a chelik of the mitzvah of tefillah, or a chelik of the mitzvah of shofar, if you will, that they have to be combined. Rashi is just saying that element of tkiyos shofar, element of blowing, I'll say there are brachas, that you're not going to be yotze unless the tkiyos and the brachas are coming together. He's not saying that you're not going to be yotze anything if you have the brachas without the tkiyos, or if you have the tkiyos without the brachas. He's saying there's this new idea that the tkiyos and the brachas are supposed to come in conjunction with each other. That idea is something special to Rosh Hashanah. The tkiyos are supposed to come, I'll say there are brachas. And that special element, you're not going to be yotze. You're not going to be yotze. That element, unless you have the full brachas. You're not going to be yotze that element of shofar unless you have all the brachas. So Efshem, maybe that's why the minhag developed in certain places to blow shofar by the tefillah balachash. Why? Because we're afraid that people are not going to concentrate to what the shliach tzibur is saying. They're not going to concentrate to the whole chazaras hashatz. You know, they might have to walk out to go to the bathroom, or they might be thinking about something else, might have a hatzalah call. They might miss something, right? So if they miss part of the Chazaras HaShatz, what's going to happen? They're not going to be able to tkiyas either. You can't just blow. You have to blow while saying their habrachas. You have to blow while listening to the brachas. That means you have to listen to every word. The tefillah balachash, everyone's going to say. They say every word in the Sarmon Shmona Esra. So maybe the minhag developed that you should blow on the tefillah balachash so that you'll ensure that the tkiyas and the brachas are going to be connected to each other, because according to Rashi, they're ma'akev each other. You can't just blow on the Seder HaBrachas unless you hear the Brachas, unless you're part of that Shmona Esrei. So maybe that's why the minhag developed that some people actually blow during the Tefillah B'Lachash. Most communities, as we said, blow during the Chazaras HaShatz. They blow during the Chazaras HaShatz. One should try to listen to every word of the Chazaras HaShatz. If you can, you really should try to listen, at least to listen to all of the psukim of Malchias, Zechonis, and Shofars. Sometimes when a Kohen is duchening, he has to go out to wash his hands at the beginning of Shofars. It's best to try to arrange. Sometimes you can't. There's no mitzvah to push online to get back. You know, if it worked out that you're not going to get back in time, so don't get back in time. Don't push on. Rosh Hashanah is not a time to push, right? But if you can get back for at least the psukim of shofars, then you'll have all the psukim of Malchias, Zechonos, and Shofars, and you'll have the bracha of Malchias, Zechonos, and Shofars, so you'll be able to be yotze, this Indian of having tkiyas in conjunction with the brachas. Yes?
So theoretically, less Leviim should go out to wash hands, or you should have...
It depends on the shul. I don't know how many kohanim there are. I don't know. Right? It was an Indian to try to cup around, you know, as much of the psukim as you can. I don't think you should turn everything upside down in order to ensure that you are that Kohen, that you are that Kohen who gets all of the psukim of Shofars. Okay. There's a further machlokas Rishonim, not just when to blow. I'm sorry, question?
Yes. If the Rishonim is about the people can be not paying attention during the Shash, should Rosh Chaim done the opposite? When the smaller one should do it during the Shash because it doesn't have Shash. Bigger shul, you have more
kashas, You're saying because in a bigger shul there's more talking? What are you?
There's more of a chance that less people are going to get it.
I think during Chazaras Hashatz, whether it's a small minion or a larger minion, whatever a person's going to be thinking about, it doesn't matter how big the minion is. I think what he was more concerned about was that in a large shul, there are just so many different people that it's very hard to make sure that they're all going to stay on the same page, because they're not, you know, there's just so many different types of people. If it's a small private minion, so everyone knows each other, they're all of similar ilk, you know, so they're all going to be at the same pace. It's not going to be too fast, not going to be too slow, it's going to be all at the same pace. You're diving in a big shul, you see how it is. People don't finish at the same time, they're all diving at different paces. So he was concerned about everyone, right? Some people are going to daven fast. So what? If you're going to blow after Malchias for the fast people, so then the slow people are not going to get a tekiah, right? They're not going to get the shofar. So in a larger shul, there are different types of people, and they daven at different paces. I think he was more concerned that there will be people who will straggle behind, and they're not going to be up to the shliach tzibur when he gets to the end of Malchias. So they'll miss the shofar. Yes.
Seems like it's a little bit of a tircha with the tzibur to like be like going during their to like make sure that they're on a certain pace.
No, so I think what he would do, I think that what they probably did was that, you know, people had a sense of how long it was going to take, right? From year to year, they timed, right? Not that they always looked at their watch. They were davening. They have a clock in front of them, right? People had a clock in front of them. Not everyone. I'm saying someone had a clock to see how long it was going to be. And they timed it. And then what they did was they davened. And then they would wait a little bit in the middle of the Shemona Esrei, make sure everyone is there. They can wait for a minute and a half, 2 minutes, whatever, to make sure everyone's at the same pace.
No, it's not hafsek.
No, if it's not sure, could they ligmar is cooler, then it's not called a hafsek. If it's not long enough that you could daven Malchias again, it's not going to be a hafsek between the two parts of the Shemona Esrei.
Yeah, not pushing to the Bichon. They're wrong there, but I'm saying...
This is what they did in prison. I'm not suggesting that in your shul...
Nowadays,
I think there are some shuls that Taka do it.
I think Svarim.
Sorry? Svarim do it. Oh, really? Svarim do it? No, Svarim does it.
So I think
it's the responsibility of the Rav to have a Hashara, to estimate exactly how long it's going to be, and to try to do it as best as he can. You see from here that the idea of blowing tkiyas in the middle of the Shemona Esrei is so important that it's also critical to have Kavana in the Shemona Esrei, but to some extent, person has to take away a little bit of his kavana to ensure that he's going to be up to where the tzibur is up to. That's the mitzvah. So sometimes you have to sacrifice a little bit in the kavana in order to be up to where the tzibur is up to. What do we blow during Musaf? Forget about when, but what? So if you were to ask me, I'd say blow Tashra, Tashan, and Tarat. Blow all three. Right? Certainly according to the Rambam, if you mistapek what Shua is, then you have to blow all three, because if not, then you're not going to be Yotze blowing shofar in the middle of the Shemona Esrei, unless you blow all three. So that's exactly what the Orach says. The Tosfos quotes the Orach, that's a long Tosfos on Daf Lamed Gimel on the base. You don't even realize how long that Tosfos is. So I only took out a little bit of this Tosfos. Take a look at Lamed Gimel on the base. I saved. And not only did I do that, but I even broke it up. Kedar Kenya Bakadish. You got to break it up. If not, it's just a lot of information here. So, in the second to last section of that Tosfos, v'achshav nogin l'tkoa b'yeshiva l'achak kriyas haTorah shloshim kolos. Okay, we blow the tkiyas to miyusha of shloshim kolos, kashrak, gimel kashrak, gimel kashrak, gimel karak. U'betfila token amalchias kashrak, azerchonot kashrak, ashovos karak. U'lufum sugya d'kula pirkin ayaroy l'tkoa b'shas tfila amalchias kashrak, kashrak, karak. U'ba'orach pirish ayu osin kein. The Orach said that they blew tashra, tashar, and tarak. Like they blew all three, and that's really the way it should be. Based on the sugya. What's he saying based on the sugya? Misafkale, Rabbi Avo, was mistopic what the Truah is, like the Rambam, right? Rav Haigon would say, even if it's not a suffix, but it's appropriate, because it's going to look like it's some kind of a machlekes. It's sort of strange. People look at it and say, what are you blowing this type, that type? That makes sense to do it all. That's the Orach. But Tosfos quotes a different minig. Tosfos quotes a minig to blow Tashrat for Malchias, Tashat for Zichronos, and Tarat for Shofres. So that's the minig in the Breuer's community, in the German Jewish community. They blow Tashrat for Malchias, Tashat three, right? Three tashats for zechronos, and three tarats for shofas. So that's a pella. Why should you do that? Seems a little bit strange. Why should you do that? That's the Ran's kasha. The Ran asks, l'chori, we should blow tashrat, tashan, and tarat for each one, for malchus, zechronos, and shofas. This is in Sua 6. Va'onu asher nogin l'tchol seder abrochus tashrat l'malchus, tashan, l'zechronos, tarat, l'shofas. The Ran also had this minik. It didn't start with the German Jewish community. But he says, Tzorachiyin, Hare ha'yu lanu la'asosu kula l'malchus, v'chem l'zechronos, v'chem l'shofas. Do'anam yishim sveke d'araysa, abdina l'hu, v'tzor l'shomen, I'll say the brochus, etc. Harav al fasi kosav de akilubu mishum tirchi yaser de tibur kevin shekar yotsu shalom al sefer brachas. He quotes from the Rif that the Rif held that mishum tirchi de tibur, we're not going to blow so much. We're not going to blow. It sounds like you only blew tashrat, one tashrat for malchias, one tashat for zechronos, and one tarat for shofers. Because if you blew three, well, what's the tirchi de tibur? It's not really. That's what it sounds like, right? One tashrat, and one tarat. Is that what they do in Broyas? They blow one tashrat, and one tarat? I don't know. So the Rif said, Mishim tircha de tzibur, they already were yotzi with the tkiyos de miyushav. So why blow everything? Just blow one. Interesting idea. Mishim tircha de tzibur, that's why you only blow one. You know, at first glance, the answer could have said, look, if we yotze the mitzvah d'araisa, yotze the mitzvah d'araisa of 9 kolos, which turned into 27, we yotze that with the tkiyos de miyushav. So sveka d'araisa l'chomer would tell me that if you have a suffix, then you have to blow all the different kolos. But here, if we've been yotze the mitzvah d'araisa, now we're only blowing because of the special takana k'dei la'aviv ha'satan to blow tkiyos de me'umar as well. It's a dinder abonan. So if it's a dinder abonan, it's a sveka d'rabanan l'kula, should tell me that you don't have to blow all the times. That's what you would have thought. That's really what Tosfos writes. Tosfos in the last paragraph there in source 7. At the end, after those three dots, Venerish Yesh Ktas Lita and Tamal Aminik Shalonu, the Sabala Kamanda Amr Basamach, Achas Midivir Torah, Shtayim Midivir Sofer. Kevin Shah also be Yeshiva Kala Sveka Shal Torah, Vishal Sofer, Lachoshu Lachza Velasos Bishas Tfila, Lasveka Daraisa. Similar idea. He's saying that since there's a machlokas, whether all three of the nine, all three of the nine, is it daraisa, some derabonon, so maybe only one is daraisa, so once we were yotze daraisa, so then you don't have to do derabonon. Along similar lines, once you say that we blew all nine kolos, all 27, 30 kolos that you're supposed to blow to be yotze the suffix daraisa, so this is a din derabonon, so if it's a din derabonon, you could be more mekel. That's what you could say. The Ran says something different. He says, according to the Rav Haigon, if you assume the whole thing is not a suffek, the Divrei Ravenu Haigon lo kosher midi. The Yom Tru Amar Achmana Hilkov Ben Gonach Ben Yolo Ben Gonach Ben Yolo Yotze. The Rav Haigon says that you yotze with anything. The Kulut Chios Daraisa. You really can be yotze with anything. It's just Rabbi Avo was misaka to blow all the different kolos, so people wouldn't think that you're not yotze with any particular type of tru. Right? That was the takon. So comes the Ran and says, if that's the case. So since we were yotze the basic mitzvah, what are we doing? We're blowing as part of the brachas of the Shemona Esrei. Is it really such a big deal if we blow tashrat after malchias, tashrat after zechronos, and tarat after shofros? We're showing that there are all these different types. You don't have to blow all the types on each part of the Shemona Esrei. If the whole idea is you really can be yotze with any of them. They're all good. They're all fine. And you're really mechuyev only to blow tkiya, trua, tkiya. Whatever trua is, you just different approaches. So then it really is not necessary to blow all of them. If you have a bona fide suffix, so then if you don't blow all three, after Malchus, and after Zechronos, and after Shabbos, then you're not going to be yotze. So then I can understand why you should blow all of them. But if you hold that there really wasn't a suffix, it's just that the takana was that the Hamon Am shouldn't think that people are not being yotze. So if you blow each type, one after Malchus, one after Zechronos, one after Shabbos, no one's going to have that kind of a suffix. No one's going to have that feeling that people are not being yotze, because you're blowing each one, even if you're not blowing all of them at the different times. The Ramban in the Melchamas Hashem offers one final answer to this question, a very yesodis tikkun, a very fundamental answer. The Ramban in Source 8. He says, V'ikar advarim yusad al pimash apirashin lamala, she'tiknu chachamim lios token of Marian k'shen yoshin v'yotzin yidei chavosan, tiknu she'yu token of Marian k'shen omnim al seder abrochis, Shabrochos halolu malchi ozechonos v'shofros kol ikaron behatruos nitkinu. Chazal v'masakin the brochos to be in conjunction with the truos. V'chein b'tainio, says the Ramban. V'chein b'shas mulchama. B'shas mulchama, we blow tkios, I'll say there are brochos. In tainios, we blow tkios as part of the Shemona Esrei. B'hariosim b'chatzotzros, right? There's a mitzvah to blow be'es tzara, to blow shofar while we're davening. V'chein b'shas mulchama shemosifin sheish brochos u'behen nami zechonos v'shofros masriyin aleyen. Chovas brochos hu shemasriyin b'hen. Says the Ramban, it's a chovas tefillah, it's a chovas habracha. Dailahem b'tkiya kol shuk deshizal tefillah seinu v'shofar. If the purpose of the shofar is not to be yotzei the mitzvah of shofar, but rather it's al derech tefillah, it's a chelik of the tefillah, it's a chovas hatefillah, not a chovas hashofar. So then it's not necessary to blow all types of truah. As long as you blow some kind of a truah, that should be sufficient. If you're trying to be yotzei the mitzvah of shofar, so then you have to blow all the different types. But if the purpose of the truah is just to make the tefillah sweeter, to make the tefillah be accepted more, so then anything that you blow, as long as it's a truah, a type of truah, that should be acceptable. Hilkav Rosh Hashanah Nami Kevin Shiyatzanu Yedei Chovas Tkiyo Shel Torah Ve'en Kol Yochav Yochav Chai B'Tkiyos Lo Nisha Lanu Ala Chovas Brachas. It's a chovas habracha to blow in the Shemona Esrei. Shetiklu ben tkios kadesh yala zechonenu letova b'shofar. Have a lake of tanyas. V'tkia kolshu yotsu yudei hasroa shal brachas. A tkia kolshu is enough for the chovas habracha, for the chovas hatfila. So mishem tircha de tzibura, they weren't masakin to do more. It sounds from the Ramban that this is his interpretation of what the Rif says. Rif says, mishem tircha de tzibura, we only blow tashrat. If the Malchus Tashanit is Tarat after Shofar, what does that mean? So comes the Ramban and says, I'll tell you what it means. Because the Chiyuv of Shofar, it's not a Chovas HaShofar, it's a Chovas HaTfilah. So any Trua really is sufficient. So Mishum Tircha the Tzibura, they said, why blow everything? Let's just blow one type, and that should be sufficient. Okay. Every Shul does its own minig. Nusach Sfarad will only blow one type. But many have the minig, and many of in the typical machzer of Nusach Ashkenaz, the minig is to blow all three types after each section of the Shemona Esrei. We mentioned that one of the interpretations of Trua is that Trua is what we call Shvar. Right? The Trua in the Torah is what we call Shvar. So how do you blow a Shevar? Right? What is a Shvar? So we saw that there was a stira. There was a machlokas between the Mishnah and the Brais. Now going back to source one, the Mishnah says Shir Trua Kesholosh Yevavos. Shir Trua is like three Yevavos, whatever Yevava means. And the Brais says Shir Trua Kesholosh Shvar. So what's a Yevava? What's Shvar? It's a major machlokas in the Rishonim. Tosfos quotes from the Riva and the Rivan. Going back to source 11. Going back to Surah 7, the third paragraph from the bottom. V'rivava v'harivam mefarshim v'yivava hi sholosh kocha shel kolshu. Each yivava is like three of the shortest kolos that you can have. That's what each yivava is. Nim says trua teisha kochos. The trua is nine staccato short sounds. That's the way most Ashkenazim blow the trua, right? Nine short kochos. V'shir tkiya kachi, and the shir tkiya also has to be the same, because shir tkiya ketrua. So if your trua is nine kochos, then the tkiya has to be the length of nine kochos as well. This is the opinion of the Riva and the Rivam. So what does shir trua kishlosha shvarim mean? What does shir trua kishlosha shvarim? It means that each shever is like three yivavas. Right? Each shever is a long kol. It's not a short staccato kol, it's a long kol. So each shever has to be the length of three truths. So it turns out that the three shvarim are also nine. The three shvarim are nine. The full true is nine. Because each yivav is three. A true is composed of three yivavas, meaning three times three is nine short kolos. And the shvarim is also the length of three yavavas, but each yavava is three, and each shever is has to be the length of three. So in total, it's going to be nine. Okay, this is how many blow the shvarim in the truth. Rashi is quoted by Tosis as having a different pshat in what the word yavava means. Look at the beginning of that Tosis. Shir trua kashalosh yavavas kriyash bekonja shlosha kolos ba'alma kolshua. Shalosh yavavos, the shir of the trua, is three short kolos. Not that each yavava is three short kolos, but the whole trua is three short kolos. Each yavava is the shortest possible kol. That's what Rashi says. So Rashi would hold that a trua is tu-tu-tu, that's it. Three short kolos. The Riva would say that it's nine short colors, but Rashi said it's three short colors. So come Tosis and say that according to Rashi, you've got to be very careful not to be marif with the Shvarim. You can't make the Shever too long. What's the Shever? Right? If a Trua is three short kochos, and the Tkia of a Tarat is the length of three short kochos, so then what's the Shever supposed to be? The Shever has to be two short kochos. Right? It's got to be somewhere in the middle. Because if you're going to make your shever three shvarim, each one is going to be one short koach, and it's the same as the trua. If you make each shever the length of three yavavas, of three short kochos, I should say, then it's going to be a tkiah. So you got to be very careful. Say Tosis that the shever has to be right in the middle. It's very difficult to do that. Every time to do it exactly in the middle. It's not the length of one. Can't be the length of three. It has to be two. Very complicated to blow shofar. But Tosis says that's what you have to do according to Rashi Lachar. According to the Riva and the Rivam, it's not such a big deal. You don't have to be makbid so much in a shvar, because each sound of the trua is a short kol. Right? The trua is composed of nine kochos, of nine short kolos. But each sound of the trua is one short kol. And the tkiya is going to be at least nine. Right? So if the tkiya is nine, and each trua is composed of different short kochos, so the shever can be anywhere in the middle. It can be two, three, four, five. It doesn't really matter, right? Because you can be marich more than the minimum shir. That's what Tosis says. You can be marich in the shir of the tkiya, make it as long as you want, make the shvarim as long as you want. So it's not a problem as long as it doesn't mimic a different kol. So if you hold like the Riva and the Riva, then everything is fine. You can make your tkiyas as long as you want. Make the shvarim somewhere between 1 and 9, which is not so difficult to try to estimate, and everything is fine. But the problem is, according to Rashi, you can't make it 3 because it'll be a tkiya. You can't make it 1, it'll be like a trua. So you got to make it exactly 2. What's more, if you make the shvarim 2 to be yotzei Rashi, what's going to happen? Says Tosis, you're not going to be yotzei the Rivam. Right? The Riva and the Rivam hold that the Shvarim is supposed to equal 9. It's supposed to be the same as the Trua, like we do. So if you're going to make it 2 to be Choshesh for Rashi, then you're not going to be able to say the other Shita. If you make it longer than 2, then you're not going to be able to say Rashi. So what's a man to do? What are we supposed to do to be Yotze the Shvarim? We want to be Yotze all the Shitas. Like many of Machlech try to be Yotze all the Shitas of Shofar and Rosh Hashanah. But how can you do it? If you're going to make it 2, you'll be Yotze for Rashi, not the Rivam, because it's not going to be a total of 9. And if you make the shever longer than 2, then it's like a tkiya already. You're not going to be able to come to Rashi, so what do you do? So there are three eitzes that the post can give for this. One eitz is that there actually is a machlokas harishonim. What is the nature of a shever? What's the tsura of the kol? So many blow the shever as a straight kol. Straight kol is just, it's shorter than the tkiya, but it's a straight kol. And that's what the Ritva writes. If you'll turn to the last page in source 9, the Ritva says, "V'al kochenu shever utkia kol poshut ve'im behem kedeshine beniglun ve'im shine behem ela barichos akol." The Ritva says the only difference between shvarim and tkia is just in the length of the kol. It's a straight kol. That's the Ritva. Ramban in his drosha to Rosh Hashanah, he has a famous drosha to Rosh Hashanah. This is in the fancy Rambans, in the black Rambans, they have this drosha. Ramban writes, "In hefer shebein hashvarim latkia ben aruch lekotzer." The difference between shvarim and tkiya is not in the length. Ela shezek kol poshet sofo ketchiloso v'zeo kol shover ke'ein hamiyalo. The Ramban says that the difference between shvarim and tkiya is in the nature of the kol. The shvarim is not a kol poshet. It's a wavering sound. Tutu, tutu, tutu. Right? That's the minig. The litfish, the minig in litta was to blow shvarim, not as tu, 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 but rather tutu, tutu, tutu. Or others blow wutu, wutu, wutu. Different, it's not a straight kol. Goes up and down, right? That's the Ramban Shita. So some point out, according to the Ramban, there's no problem. You can be Yotzei Rashi. Your Shvarim can be very short. But if it's tu-tu, 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 It's going to be very short. It's not going to be a tkiah. It's a totally different kol. It's not going to mimic a tkiah. If it doesn't mimic a tkiah, make it short, make it long. It doesn't matter because it's a different type of kol. The whole problem Tosa said is they were assuming, like the Ritva, that the shvarim have to be a straight kol. So it's all a function of length. Then the shever can be close to a tkiah, and that would be a problem. That would be a problem. The Sefer Nefesh HaRav, Rabbi Shechter quoted from the Rav that when he was young, he suggested to his father that maybe to be Yotzei Shitas Rashi, what you should just blow is more shvarim. Blow shvarim that are a length of two. But you want to be Yotzei the Rivam as well. So blow five shvarim. If you blow five shvarim that are a length of two, you could be Yotzei quite above. Because you don't have a shever that's the length of three. All the shvarim are only two. So you'll still be Yotzei Rashi. But Tosu said that you can blow more shvarim. You can be marach in the kol. So if you blow more shvarim, then in total your shvarim are going to be a length of 10. You could blow even more than 5 shvarim. But if you blow 5 shvarim, each a length of 2, then your shvarim, there'll be 10 shvarim. That's at least 9 kolchos. So you'll be yotzei according to everyone. That's what the Rav wanted to suggest. And that's the minig that he had in Boston. Some of the Talmidim of the Rav have that minig in their shuls as well, that they blow 5 shvarim. In fact, Tosfos mentions this beferish. Tosfos in the paragraph Umihu, he says, "Mitam zenami ein locha shemasa arba v'chamisha shvarim shashvarim v'kon shua v'havi lachua arichta." You can blow 4 or 5 shvarim; it's not a problem. So that's what the Rav wanted to suggest. That's a simple solution to be yotzei both Rashi and the Riva. The Rama quotes from the Hagos Hashri that there's a third way to solve the problem. And that is that the problem never really existed. If you look in Source 11 in Siv Gimel, in the Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim, Siv Tov Kuf Tzadi, Siv Gimel, he says, V'yei Shonim, in the second line, Dein Locha Shemarach B'Shvarim Tzatz, L'van Shlo Yarach Yosem Midai. As long as you're not Marach Yosem Midai, it's okay even if you Marach a little bit. Well, what's he talking about? You Marach a little bit more than 2, it'll be okay. How's it okay? But isn't that a Tkiah? So the answer is the following. When we say that the shever can't be as long as a tkiah, which tkiah are we talking about? We're talking about the tkiah of that set. Yes, according to Rashi, the tkiah of tarat is how long? The tkiah of tarat is 3 kochos, right? Because the shear of a trua is 3 kochos, according to Rashi. So the length of that tkiah is going to be 3. So what's the length of the tkiah of kashrat, let's say? Well, forget that. What's the length of the tkiah of hashat? Not 3. How long is each shever? Each shever, according to Rashi, is supposed to be 2. So what's the length of the tkiah? If shir tkiah ketrua, the tkiah equals the trua, it equals the shvarim, so what's the length of the tkiah? If each shever is 2, 2 times 3 is 6, so the length of the tkiah is 6. So the problem never began. The whole problem of Tosis is that if you make the shever longer than 2, then it'll be nafik lemitara shever, and it'll be like a tkiah, it'll be 3. We don't care about the length of the tkiah of tarat in the context of tashat. In the context of tashat, we care about the length of the tkiah of tashat. The tkiah of tashat equals 3 shvarim. That's 6. That's not 3. So the problem never began, because you should still blow your shvarim. Even according to Rashi, blow the shvarim of 3. Blow shvarim of 3. You'll be yotzei bein lefi the riva, bein lefi Rashi, because you'll have a total of 9 in the shvarim. But if your shvarim are shorter than 6, then your shvarim, each shever, is not going to be like a tkiah. So it's not a problem at all. It's not a problem at all. Okay? So different people do different things. Many shuls just blow a straight shvarim. So you blow a straight shvarim. We're probably relying on the Ramah to assume that there's no problem to begin with, that in the tashat, since the length of the tkiah is at least 6, and there's no problem to begin with because the shever is not going to turn into a tkiah. The length of the tkiah for the tashat is longer than each and every shin. Okay. One thing to keep in mind about the length of the tkiahs is that if you hold like the Riva, so what's the length of the tkiah of tashrat? It has to be tkiah, shir tkiah ketrua. What's the length? It has to be as long as the shvarim and the trua. So if the shvarim is going to be 9 kochos and the trua is going to be 9 kochos, what's the length of the tkiah? 18 kochos. You got to be very careful about that. Rashi's a bit cooler, because Rashi's assuming it can be much shorter than that. If you hold like the Riva, and we're machmir for the Riva, then you have to be careful that the tkiyos of the Tashrat are much longer. So that's what you'll see in many shuls. They're very careful. The tkiyos of the Tashrat are taka longer. They take time. You have to practice to be able to make a tkiya, to make a good kol. The kol of the tkiya lechatchila is not supposed to change. It's supposed to be straight the whole way through. So the bali tokeya have to practice to ensure that the tkiyos are going to be long and they're going to be as straight as possible. And finally, the Shulchan Aruch mentions the idea that the Shvarim Trua is a machlokes harishonim, whether the Shvarim Trua, this is in Source 11 in Siv Dalit, the shaila whether the Shvarim Trua is supposed to be done b'neshima achas or dafka b'shtei neshimas. Two days, the Ramban, the Rabbeinu Tam, they're different opinions. What's that based on? So we said Shvarim Trua is all a function of what a cry is. Is a cry both the long cry and the staccato cry, or is it only staccato, or is it only the long? So some of the Rishonim say that if it's all based on the cry, it's not normal for someone to run from a prolonged cry into the short staccato cry. They groan a little bit in the middle. They breathe between the two cries. So if we're doing it as a cry, then l'chori yishadavka have to breathe between the two. Others claim that if you assume that Shvarim Trua is what the Torah calls trua, then it's mitzvah achas, it's one unit. So if it's one unit, then you can't be mafsik in the middle of it. No one would say you can be mafsik in the middle of the tkiyah, but that you should take a breath in the middle of a trua, so why should you take a breath between the shvarim and the trua either? It's machlokas harishonim. So we try to do both. The Shulchan Aruch says, Yirei Shemayim, Yetzei Yidei Kulam, B'tkiyos Demiyushav Yasev Neshima Achas, B'tkiyos Demu'umar Yasev Beis Neshimas. The Ramah happens to say that in his mokum, they did all of the Shvarim Trua Beveiz Neshimas, but I think the minute both for Nusach Sfarad and for Nusach Ashkenaz is to be machmir for the Mechaber. But they do half and half. For the Tkios, the Meyushav, they blow B'Neshima Achas, and then for the Tkios, the Me'umad, you'll see, if you listen carefully, the Makri is Makriya differently. He says Shvarim Trua initially, and then later in the Shemona Esa, he'll say Shvarim Trua, like he breaks in the middle, to, just to remind him that he should take a breath between the Shvarim and the Trua. Different approaches. That's the Yesod. When it comes to the Kiyah Shofar and Rosh Hashanah, we try to be careful to be Yotze Kedasu Kedin with as many Shittas as possible. We want to grab onto all the mitzvahs that we can to be Zoche Bedin. So we try to be Yotze as many Shittas as possible. So we should taka be Zoche to be Mechayin the mitzvah of Shofar properly in the right way, and all the tefillah should be miskabel. Okay. I'd just like to add a brief point.